Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up for it, my hustle staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now, I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight, I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
That is Loose Cannon Takeoff and Loose Cannon Hot Rod. I've been new. We have had that song on here for well over close to 2 years now. So make sure you check out Loose Cannon Takeoff. He is doing his thing, okay? That man, like, he is gonna be the next big thing. Like, he is like simply amazing. He's out of Orlando. But what's up, y'all? Hey, how y'all doing? This is your host, the new Miss Lovely Black, and I want to welcome my awesome sauce co-host once again, Mo Benz. What's happening?
What's up, Black? What's up, world? I'm ready to get into it. This is another edition, just real conversations. You know how we do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just, I'm ready to just wind down. You know, it's been a long week. Ready to just kick back, kick my feet up, and get into it.
That's what's up. Man, so what did you do this week? How was your week?
So my week, it wasn't awesome. You know, it's nothing to brag about, but it was cool. You know, like, the weekend was kind of like, I don't know, like, this February has been kind of like, for me. You know, January came in, like, December, I ended with a bang. January was just was good, like good vibes. And not to say that, you know, February's not, it's, I feel like I'm just in a dog days of winter, you know what I'm saying? So this week was kind of like womp womp a little bit, just going through the motions of just certain things. But then Valentine's Day, you know, ended up being pretty cool. And then that got my my week back up to where it needed to be, I guess. You know, I got my energy back up. And it started out kind of bullshit because I thought I was going to have to work and stuff like that. But then, you know, things end up working out. So I was able to, like, chill out with my wife. She got off at a pretty good time. And then we was trying to go to the movies. We was trying to see that new movie, The Photograph. It seemed like it's the new, The Photographer. It's like a new wave, you know, this millennium's version of, like, Love Jones. Got the chick from Insecure and the dude from Issa Rae, and then the dude from Get Out, you know what I'm saying, and ATL. So we was trying to check that out, but that shit was sold out everywhere in New York, you know what I'm saying? So then I was like, fuck, we was kind of getting frustrated too, like, damn, this shit sucks, and it was cold as shit, you know what I'm saying? It's cold as fuck in New York. So then we ended up taking it because we, you know, my wife worked in the city in Manhattan, so you never drive like out there, you know what I'm saying? So we just took the train out there, and then anyway, long story short, came back, we went to this nice restaurant, it's called Rizbo's in Brooklyn, and then that shit was just good vibes, man. I think my wife fell in love with me again, you know what I'm saying? And
she ain't going nowhere,
child,
calm down.
Yeah.
That be you on that shit to me. I fell in love with all over again. You tried to twist that up, but I'm here for it. And you probably got you some because you know you be on hiatus. You married and practicing celibacy at the same damn time. I'm trying to figure out how the hell that worked out. But
sometimes you got to take a break. But yeah, we gonna talk about it tonight.
Listen,
we get live direct tonight. So,
we're going to get into it tonight. You hear me?
So,
Let's give a shout out to our top five first, and then I'll go into my week. The United States, the UK, United Kingdom is coming in strong, strong second. We love you in the UK. Then we have Canada, we have Australia, and then we have Mexico still on the charts, doing your thing, consistent top five. We salute you all over the world. We thank you for accepting us in our real talk, right, and not judging us for the things that we say, but yet tuning in and supporting the show. So thank you very much to everyone and everyone else worldwide. We are in over 30 countries, so we thank you for the people that listen and tune in consistently, and this is what I do it for, each and every single one of you guys. And we appreciate
definitely
you here.
What we do it for the fans.
My week was kind of mellow because I actually had a three days off, and then, you know, doing work. I'm still getting stuff for the house, so I'm just thankful that every week I can just really focus on, you know, getting more things that I need, and it actually feels good because now I'm finally starting to see things happen. You know what I'm saying? This is very important for me to buy everything flat out because my 2020 is debt free. Even though whatever. Some things, you know, it's going to be one thing that I'm going to have. Everything else, you know, I'm completely paying off. I don't want to owe anybody. I don't want to do anything of that sort. So the debt-free is the way that I'm living my life. Whatever cards I have right now, I will not get any more cards. I actually have the cards for the purpose and the sole purpose of having trade lines on my credit. So, yeah, like, that's what I've been doing. I got to pay some things off, you know, kind of chill, enjoy my Valentine's Day, plenty of good sex this week, and, you know, I'm just like,
okay, good
hey,
sex, okay. Wait, hold on, you said plenty
Man, listen,
of good sex
here's
this
the
week.
Thing. I said
hey,
in 2020,
hey,
I
hey,
am not
hey.
Going to do without sex. I'm not doing it this week. I'm not doing it this year.
Oh, you're turning it back up. Because 2019, you was kind of on
listen,
chill.
Listen, turning
you know,
it the fuck up, okay?
Yeah, I'm about to turn
Do you
it
know,
back up,
like,
too.
I missed kind of so much good stuff over the last, 3 years? Like, sitting down and just like, okay. You don't know what good penis is because
you
think what
you're
holding on
fucking.
To is, like, the best penis or the best, you know, vagina that you done ever had or that you done had
Word.
And you love it so much. And so you stick in this
just
zone.
Say it, man. You're getting back to this good
Oh, my God. It feels like dudes that I'm dealing with right now. He is at least in the top two.
Damn. Are you just saying that?
He's at least in the top two.
People always go with the new shit is always the best shit. But you fall into that category.
No, listen. He's the top two.
And so for me, I'm not opening up.
You know, we talk about me and how I don't open up, you know, instantly or whatever. Because listen, for me, it's like this.
What's up? Talk about
a woman can really trump a man in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Because a man can only do so much.
Y'all can get freaky,
and listen,
What's up?
We can get extremely freaky. So he wants me to open up that Pandora's box, and I'm like, boy, when I open that
Wait, hold up. You done opened up the closet with all the toys and all that. You done did that?
I haven't opened Pandora's box.
Shit.
We take it to the max or whatever. You know, I'm barely on step two. You know what I'm saying? Like,
barely on step two with him.
And it's like, you're not really ready. And I'm just really enjoying the essence of him. You know what I'm saying? He's not ready for me to turn up. But he has the potential
to
take me all the way there. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Just don't
he has the potential
strapped.
To take
just
me all the way
that.
There. In the bedroom,
do
hands
that.
Down.
Don't take him all the way there.
Listen, he wanted it, though. So because he wanted it, he's not giving me any choice.
It was a joke. But he thinks it's for real
until I take him there, and then he's going to be like, damn, it was a joke. Like, you think you want it, right? And I'm just sitting back being mediocre. He's like, oh, you scared, and this is that, and I'm like, no, not for real. Like, it's been so long since I had somebody to make me want to just completely open all the way up with them. And I mean, that's an honest fact. Nothing against anybody else, but it's just been like a long time.
That's
you know
good,
what I'm saying?
Man,
like, since somebody was
like,
just like, bring it. You know what I'm
sparking.
Saying? I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, when I be doing my interior decorations, I be selling bedroom sets, people be just keeping it all the way 100. Like, this bed good for fucking. I don't want this shit to be breaking on me and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, listen.
This shit ain't gonna fucking break, right? Like, we had this one client. She was like, that's the first thing she asked me. Like, this girl, because I fucked. And I was like, God damn, all right. And then, you know, I showed her something else, and she was like, yeah, this made me want to suck dick all night. I'm like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? So, no, and women be more raw than dudes too. You know, especially if you get like a heavy set dude, you know, he'd be like, yo, just good for fucking because I fuck. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure this shit ain't break. You know what I'm saying? So, people out here.
I haven't even opened up with him. Like, you know, okay, so, like, I tell him all the time, it's levels to this shit. So, even when you get to that point and you start giving, like, a woman start giving him oral sex, you're like, okay, you're going to give him oral sex. I really just start out with samplers. Like, here you go. This is what you see. This is, you know, it gets better than that. So if you like the sampler that I'm giving you, just wait till I get a hold of you for 30 minutes straight. None motherfucking stop.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Just totally turn it up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's levels to me. But those levels, he opened those levels up. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah, it's a chemistry.
You
gotta have that chemistry.
Up, so.
That chemistry get them levels open.
Yeah, sex manifestation, like, and I'm still in shock that the penis so good. Like, I'm like, why the hell I waited so long? Like, the penis is
so how long you making wait?
You know what I'm saying?
How long you making wait?
I waited a while. it was worth every moment of the shit. Like, filet mignon, you know what I'm saying? It's like top shelf.
You
know what I'm saying?
That shit marinate? Nah,
It marinated. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I was just like at a point.
It's
time to release this
picture,
right? That's when that shit
hit. It hit. You know what I'm saying? I had it marinated, and, you know, I was like, boom, I hit it at the right time. You know, because you can over-marinate some shit, and it don't taste good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it
was just marinated just right.
You got to get it right. Fuck, man.
It was just perfect timing.
Don't get it twisted.
I am so trying not to like overdo it, because he's like, he don't get it. Like, I can go all in every night. You know what I'm saying? Two times a day, every day.
Especially when it's new.
And,
you fucking.
And I'm like, okay. I'm telling myself, I'm like, okay, slow down for you to get this man, because he's going to be like, oh, my God. But, I listen, 2020, I am not doing what I did the last 3 years.
Off,
I'm just not doing
it. If I scare you
so
off, there's another train coming.
Yeah,
that's how you like, fuck it. Fuck it. If you scare him off, there's another train coming. Fuck it. Fuck it.
No, I don't
no,
really like,
no?
like I just
okay,
really want
no.
one, but I want one to be full with, you know, plenty of.
But
the,
but is it like a
COVID.
Is it but is relationships nowadays like light bulbs and shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? They burn for a while, then they just fucking flame out.
Man,
I'm
I swear
saying.
To God, it feel like it, and that's why we got our topic. Is friends with benefits better than relationships now? Because you know what, you get with somebody,
it,
and that shit be all fine and dandy, and it be, you know what I'm saying, you be kosher or whatever the case may be, and then, you know, boom, that shit turn off. Because there's so many options for men out here, and whatever his reason is, he's going to go on. So here, the old me used to be like, okay, well, you know what, maybe it's me.
Options
let me
for women,
sit down,
too.
Let me take a
that
minute,
should go both ways.
Let me take a pause. Let me take a pause for the calls. I'm not going to deal with nobody, da-da-da. And that's what I was doing. And I think, like, you know, I think I got to where I needed to be. I sent it to my higher self. So if we don't work out, why the fuck am I sitting down waiting on, what am I waiting on? I'm letting all this time pass me by, all this good-ass penis out here in this world,
like,
and I'm sitting
it.
Here
that's
not getting none of it, stressing myself
really
out.
You know what I'm saying? You're supposed
frustrated.
To chill for a minute.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I chilled for a minute. I did. So 2020, you know, listen.
Like, current,
2020 ain't gonna owe me shit
turn
when I'm
the
over.
Back up.
2020 ain't gonna owe me a goddamn thing when I'm
black
done.
I'm talking about. This the black I'm talking about. This the black that's out here fucking. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not
2020 ain't
it.
Gonna owe
it.
Me nothing when I'm done with it. Okay. Listen, if we don't work, shame on you.
Yeah.
But what I'm not
this
gonna
new,
do
this,
is
this
sit
decade.
Down and try to figure out what went wrong and wait on you
fuck
to figure
it,
it out
nah,
and wait on you to
that.
Double
all
back.
This
is no
overthinking shit. You just going with your instinct.
Right. Like, maybe it was me. Maybe let's just call and try to figure. Man, fuck that. Fuck you.
Fuck
you
it.
Jump off this motherfucking
fuck
train, that bitch going to keep going.
That's
you either going to run and catch up on this motherfucker or try to wait on this bitch
well,
to come back
I'm
around. Because what I'm not going to do.
Pick up another rider.
Not going to do all that.
You know
but I want. I just really want to keep this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to, like,
it's
you know, just
king.
Have good sex. Get
it's
to the money.
King.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
The end. I'm cool.
If it
no,
can,
I'm not
but
going
if it's
public
about,
with him.
Fuck it, another one. Fuck it, another one.
As I have
you
not.
Understand?
I'm not going public with him. I'm going to keep it that way. But just
no,
cool.
don't
Let's
do that. Don't do
it.
That. Don't go public, man. That's
I
what,
know.
That's where shit gets crazy. You know what I'm saying? Shit
I know.
Get
it do.
Up.
I ain't posting no business. I ain't doing
nah,
no.
Don't
you
do
know,
that.
None of that.
Don't
like,
do that. That's why social media can be a detriment. You know what I'm saying? Certain things you got to just keep behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying? That's
listen,
it. So, yeah,
because
yeah,
I
want
to keep that behind closed doors. So whatever it got
to
be
yeah,
done,
don't need to know
anything. Let's just bat on that.
Yeah. Then just tease. You can tease people with the show. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, like if you listen to the show, then you will hear about what's going on. If you
yeah,
don't listen to the show,
catch,
then I just don't know what the fuck to say. All I can tell you right now is I'm doing a gang of sex manifestations, and I'm getting some good long penis, some good long black penis dropped off in me, and the shit feels real good, and I feel like I'm young again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I'm trying to figure out why the fuck I made him wait so long, you know. But other than that, you don't know.
And I'd be one that straight wet cooch. You know what I'm saying? Straight just wet cooch.
Straight wet. Everything wet.
Like, you know
what I'm saying?
And we pulled out here too. You know what I'm saying? Wet,
cool. Oh yeah, and you know I got my dread, so you can pull my hair. So you know,
pull that
I got
shit,
my
you know
wig.
I'm gonna,
so
take a,
you can pull.
I'm gonna take a sip of this and dive up in that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's it.
All right, but see, and
word.
I never ever dealt with him on liquor, and I'm just like, man, if
oh,
I deal with him
shit.
On liquor, I'm
that's
gonna take him
level.
To a whole other level.
Fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just easing myself
the
into this. Day. Like, I just, you know how you just like, you don't. Okay, you know, now we having sex. I just want to make sure that it's going to go. So in about two or three more weeks, you know what I'm saying, and we still
don't
go, like, oh, the stories are going to get so much more amazing because I'm going to open up on his ass. You know what I'm saying? I just need to see if it's just going to stay consistent. consistent, right. if he going to stay consistent, if I'm going to stay consistent, and we going to, mm-hmm. you know, make it do what it do. I'm open up on
exactly.
that ass. My business is hanging out the ceiling fan. I do have a ceiling fan right
side,
over my bed.
Cock that ass up. You know what I'm saying? Let me go up in that. Yeah.
Like
hey,
I got
I'm
a ceiling fan
like,
on the top of my bed, and I was wondering if I could hang off of it since I done lost so much weight.
God.
So, you know, I'm just open to try some shit, okay? But,
fuck it.
what we were trying to figure out was.
We grown.
Like, I'm telling you, I've been grown. I've been real grown lately. I ain't going to lie to you. But what I'm saying is, like, I'm
What's
just what we're not doing anymore. So for me, you know,
doing?
Like, friends with benefits and relationships. When it comes to relationships,
yeah.
I think just using the whole term, putting a title on it, it comes with so many expectations, and you feel like, okay, it got to be this way, it got to be that way. So I really have been on, like, you know what, I'm not going to be so quick to jump and add a title to it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you my boo,
yeah.
you babe, you know, we right. And then call it a day
yeah.
because people, that title don't mean shit. A motherfucker going to do what they going to do regardless, especially,
fact.
You know what I'm saying, rather you have a title or you don't have a title. So for me,
mm-hmm.
it's just like, look, I'm having the time of my fucking life right now. I'm not sweating nobody. I'm not, you know, crying. I'm not focused. My focus is on my business. I'm not worried about
yeah.
what nobody else got going on right now. And that's just the way
mm-hmm.
that I like to be. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't like Miss Black. See, this is Miss Black. Miss Black don't give a fuck.
Oh,
and
right?
if you,
right.
you have to pay attention to my actions to know how I feel. See, Shonda,
yeah.
she was always, like, emotional, and she
oh,
want to tell you
Shonda.
And write you love
yeah.
letters and
yeah.
all of that shit.
Yeah,
but that shit that you too emotional for me. You know what I'm saying? And Miss Black, she didn't have a, yeah, like, yeah, that's
yep.
Miss Black. You gotta watch her actions, and that's how you gonna tell how she feel. But I'd rather just live my life, be safe with what I'm doing, and just do what I do right now. I've spent 3 years of my life going through hell and high water and, you know, celibacy and all of this shit. And I'm like, you know what, I just got
shit.
Some fucking making up to do. I just do.
Exactly,
that's what I was bringing up to do. And sometimes friends with benefits. And here's the thing. Now, keep in mind, we didn't say cut buddies. We didn't say none of the extra stuff. We said friends with benefits. Here's why we said friends
Talk
with
about
benefits.
It.
Friends with
Talk
benefits
about it.
Means that this is somebody that can benefit you in one way or another. A cut buddy is just somebody that you sit down and you actually just get cut, and that's your buddy. That's it, the end. And a lot of you women have cut buddies, and you don't want nothing from him. You don't want him to do nothing for you. And you're out here struggling. You asking your homegirls for help. You busting your ass. Your bill's late. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, deal with somebody that can do something for you. You shouldn't be seeing your ass around super hungry. He can't even bring you no food, but you can eat his dick. That's just not how that works. You know what I'm saying? Let him be able to, you know, babe, I need to find this. Oh, okay, let me go find that for you. Or, you know, I know somebody who can do whatever. He got to bring something to the table. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know what I'm saying, that he has to be financially equipped and he has to be able to take care of you because you're a grown woman. You should be able to take care of yourself. But he has to be able to bring something to the table, you know what I'm saying, to complement the situation. Like, that's just that on that.
Right? I got you.
I don't know.
They got some,
so,
they got some other qualities, too. They got to have some other qualities.
Right. Just like
if
that female,
over,
she should have other qualities.
Right? She can, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's
yeah,
that's
she should have
thing.
Other qualities. She should be able to say, okay, okay, babe, we, I want to take you out on a, you know, take you out for dinner and drinks. You know what I'm saying? And that should be okay. You know,
It
should be
friend.
One of those. Because
so
I'm one of those type of people.
I'm a splurge. I'm a splurge tonight. You just kick back whatever the fuck you want to drink. I'm like, okay, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But,
and stay away from the men that just be. Stay away from the men that's just looking for a come up, looking for somebody to take care of them. I can't stand those type of men. I actually can't. I hate those type of men.
Yeah.
But if you're a man and you're doing your own thing and you're standing
you know
in the paint and she go and say, well,
cool
okay, I'm taking
cool
you out for dinner and drinks tonight. Cool.
Because you know, cool
then the next time, it should be on you.
Yeah, because that's what friends have been. Because you know what? It's friends have been and like, look. Hashtag happily married man, but we're getting into it tonight. So this friends with benefits shit, I got a, you know, I got my homies and shit, you know what I'm saying, right? So my homies is dudes, you know what I'm saying, my homies, you know what I'm saying? Kick it, we chill, we go go out, you know what I'm saying, have a couple drinks, you know what I'm saying, just chop it up. But if I got a female friend that can do that same shit, and then we just fuck A so often, goddamn, that's a friend with benefits. You know what I'm saying? Like, or we just cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we just cool, but A so often, we might just fuck. You know what I'm saying? But then we back to
I don't
cool
want
again.
Nobody so that. The only thing you can do is fuck. The only type of conversations we can have is about
yeah,
fucking.
It's
be,
be
you know,
up.
Like, you're not open-minded. Like, if I'm trying to talk to you, you know, if you're talking to me and you want me to be open-minded to what it is that you're saying, you need to be as open-minded about what I'm saying to you. You know what I'm saying? Let's be able to talk about money.
No judgment.
Let's be able to talk
let's
about
talk
whatever's
about
coming, whatever's going on, and let's be able to agree to disagree, just as homies do. Let's
give
be able to, you know what I'm saying, fuck
you know
real
saying?
Good. Let's be able to go hang out, have drinks. If I'm going in the mall, I should be able to come back and bring you a gift and vice versa without you having to ask.
Fuck.
Not you being inconsiderate, not, oh, but I was in the mall, but I ain't get you nothing. Like, that shit just come together like motherfucking cake and ice cream. And when it comes together
God
the right way, bitch, you saw it. Because that's what I tell you by
God
the end of 2020. 2020 is not going to owe me anything. 2020 going to owe me nothing.
That friends with benefits shit ain't too bad. I ain't going to lie. That shit is kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? Word.
2020 ain't going to owe me nothing. Like, you know, see, when I open up and I know the level of what happens when I fully open up, when I fully open up to a motherfucker, there, it ain't going to be no more really friends with benefits. Or in their head, they ain't going to change the title, but they, you know, they try to take up my all my time. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you bae. You babe, but remember, I ain't officially put the title on this motherfucker. I might be off the market, but I ain't officially put the title. And if I feel like doing something, then I'm going to do what the fuck I want to because I haven't officially said, okay, we in a relationship. I might say I'm off the market, but that's my choice. I can get on and off when I want to.
That relationship is beginning in the way of things, man. If y'all ain't really you know, tight like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I said, once you put that title on, that fucks everything up. Fucks everything up. Shit just get, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But you can just, y'all just be cool. Y'all know it's where each other stand. Y'all got like a,
right,
like a chemistry then. Why the fuck not?
A certain chemistry,
like,
a certain balance. It ain't nothing. We can fuck bitches together. We can do whatever we want to do together.
Like,
and it ain't nothing. You gonna make sure each and every last one of them respect me because I'm going to be the head honcho.
Cool.
Believe that. We're going to be able to ball out together. We're going to be able to move together. You know what I'm saying? Move like, as far as like when we out, we able to move around and, you know, shit is 100, but I'm just like, fuck that. I'm finna work, focus on what I'm doing, because I got some goals that I need to crush, and you know how I am about my goals. And just come give me some good dick, okay? 4 or 5 times a week, I'm good.
Yeah.
What's that
then we can
right
build
now?
Because
I'm like, I could seriously use it 7 days a week, but
damn.
I don't want to kill nobody.
That's look at you. That's what I'm talking about, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Life ain't got a groove back. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. You seen it coming at the beginning of the year. I said it at the beginning of January that I am not going to do what I did for the last 3 years. I said that. I'm not going to do that.
I'm getting back to my instincts, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm just following my fucking instincts, not overthinking shit, and just like, fuck it, man. Just like shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always playing chess anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm always got like, trying to think a couple steps ahead, but at the same time, I just want to go to my instincts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not really like an over. When it comes to certain things, I like certain things I plan a lot. Other things, I just go on instincts, man. And like,
positive
I just like
vibes
to let
only.
Fucking positive vibes, and I just like to let the shit just unravel. You know what I'm saying? Let me just let it happen organically. And that's when the shit just blossoms into
cool.
Some shit, man. So,
is friends with benefits better than relationships now these days?
Let me see.
Your friends with benefits would be baby mamas.
Well, I mean, if I fuck you, I'm coming in you. So, I mean, hey, what it is. You're going to get all this juice. But...
nice.
Is friends with benefits better than relationships? In my case, nigga, they ball hand in hand. They ball one and one. Like, friends, to me, personally, man, I fuck so much to where I prefer a bitch. If I go out with a bitch, I can't have sex with her. Because that's just going to fuck up me going out with the bitch. You see what I'm saying? Like, because when I go out with somebody, let's say you go out with your old lady or a bitch you fuck, right? At the end of the night, you expect to fuck. That pretty much fucks up that pretty much fucks up the ambiance of it. Man, when I wanna go out, I just wanna go out. So if I take a bitch out to the movies, we go eat or some shit, that's a bitch I ain't never fucked before. And we ain't gonna fuck, because as soon as I fuck you, nigga, I ain't take you out no more. You ain't my chill partner no more. You ain't my drinking partner.
Hell no.
Now you baby mama, because you're going to want to fucking bust a nut in there. You know what I'm saying?
No? Baby mamas get houses and shit. They don't get taken out no more. Fuck wrong with that.
Okay. That's boss moves. Boss moves.
Well, for
that's
me,
interesting.
All
right.
I need all in one. I need us to be able to go out to eat, go get drinks, do shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, and fuck like goddamn rabbits.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. You know what I'm saying? I can't have a friend that I'm attracted to. I really can't. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm hashtag happily married man, but I ain't gay. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, if I'm hanging with some chick and she's attractive, I'm trying to fuck or I'm fucking. So that's just point blank period. If I'm keeping it all the way thorough, you know what I'm saying?
Can that fuck up the trail, man?
But if it's a chick that I'm not really. I'm just being honest. If it's a chick that I'm not really attracted to, you know what I'm saying, we just cool, then, we can be homies all day. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm attracted, I'm trying to fuck. That's just bottom line. I guess that's just what it is. Before I was married, you know what I'm saying? But, of course, now I'm married, so I just, you know, I'm married.
So somebody like me, like, I'm so focused. And that relationship shit, like, that shit interfere, especially if y'all not on the same page. So I'm thinking, okay, let's just keep fucking for some time, and then let's just see how it go, and let's do our shit. And then if it evolves into that, then let it evolve into that. But by the time you come to me and say you want to be in a relationship, then let us be on that same page. Now, granted, now here's the flip side to that. I don't want nobody that I'm fucking for 6 to 8 months and we haven't grown into a relationship. Then that means that there's no growth there. You know what I'm saying? That means that there's no growth to me. So I sit back and I just watch how that person vibes. 6 months come along and we still just fucking. By nature, I'm going to back away. By nature, I'm going to back away because that means like everything in my life is it has to grow. It has to evolve. So if we're not evolving, and then, you know, you got some men like, hell, they ain't broke, why fix it? Or we just been cool this long? I completely cut it the fuck out. I don't care how much I done drove you up a wall and how many times I done rolled your face and all this old extra shit. If we get to that point where that shit is not evolving and we not growing, then I just automatically cut that shit out. Like, grow with me, but, like, it's not. Let it be that growth. Like, okay, you go from friends to then you go to, you know, having sex. That's growth, right? And then, you know what I'm saying, you go from having sex and you start out with, you know, your couple positions. Then, you know, you going on and give them some head, you know. Then from there, you know, you let it do what it do. Then you start sucking on the balls you know what I'm saying, and everything else that come along with it.
Nice. All right. Well, yeah, I can get that. But then at the end of the day, too, because, you know, the topic was, is friends with benefits better than having a relationship these days? And, you know, when I'm coming up with the topics for the world, when we're coming up with the topics for the show, my wife always asks, all right, so what y'all talking about tonight? So I told her this topic. And my wife hit me with a jewel. And I was like, God damn, like, I fucking agree with that shit. She was just like, I think, you know, being in a relationship when you're committed is better because now y'all on the same page. Y'all thinking generational wealth. You know what I'm saying? Y'all connected. Yeah, and you're really trying to build something. You know what I'm saying? It's just long lasting. You know, you got that solid ass foundation. And I do. I fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why should I talk about
growth though? Grow into it though.
Start with
friends with benefits and grow into that shit. Don't start out by saying, I got to have a relationship. You know that was me. No, I got to have a relationship. I'm not fucking. I'm not doing anything. That shit there brings more stress than anything. Fuck it. Have fun. Listen, you can have sex and you can be manifesting at the same time. So you can take this motherfucker and help let this motherfucker help you reach, you know what I'm saying, your goals, you know, as you can, you know, sex manifestation 101. You know, it's good sex, and right when you get to that point where you're going to climax, you need to think about what it is that you want to bring into reality.
Ooh.
And you got to hold on to that thought. And as you're climaxing, you know what I'm saying, you just see it getting brighter and bigger, and you know, you see yourself living in that moment. And that's sex manifestation, like, you know, for those that don't know what I mean when I say sex manifestation. So you can do it by yourself, but the friction between man and woman when you're doing this and you're climaxing is so much greater, you know what I'm saying, than doing it by yourself. I sex manifest by myself for a long time, but it's time for me to retire the Hitachi for a little while, because the Hitachi has been good to me. Don't get me wrong, I love the Hitachi. The Hitachi has held me down for 3 solid fucking years. But it's just time for me to, you know, let somebody hold me down for all 2020 long.
I'll be on some scientist shit. What I mean by that, too, I noticed that, you know, a lot of people out here, females, males, it goes both ways, both sex, both genders. Masturbation got way more popular. And I'm just going to say that like this, you know, with, like you said, for the females, the Hitachi and this and that, all the different dildos and shit like that. For men, the porn is at their disposals and shit like that. So a lot of times you get, like, fucking numb to shit. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times it might be good to just go dark and, like, ah, you know what? Fuck it. For females, I ain't fucking with the Hitachi. For males, I ain't watching no porn. You know what I'm saying? And then
that gets animalistic.
But I'm saying, I get you that like, now it just get raw, like, where you get back to that, like, goddamn, I just need that release, you know what I'm saying? And it's natural, because you haven't,
ejaculated. Let me tell you something. I've been playing with my Hitachi for so long, right, that my clitoris is not as sensitive as it used to be. It's not sensitive to oral sex, because, you know, and I talked about this before. Most men do not know how to give oral sex, and that's just that on that. So instead of me getting myself riled up, thinking, okay, I'm going to get some oral sex, and that shit don't be good, motherfucker don't know what they doing, you know, fuck all that. And then for the ones that do know what they doing, they can get in your head and your emotions a little faster, right? So here's the thing. I was using my Hitachi and just like, give me penis, you know, whenever, you know, I was, and then I wouldn't get no penis, right? But I just said that I had to lay off the Hitachi so I can get back. Listen, my clitoris is not sensitive, because that Hitachi, you plug that bitch in the wall and it's gonna get the job done, okay? 60 seconds or less.
Yeah.
And you can go 90 seconds. You can go 90 seconds if you're trained.
Man, women,
you know,
are this shit, too.
But this man know how to motherfucking make me come with his mouth. He knows how to make me come with his mouth, and I'm not sensitive, and that's just the crazy shit about it. And so I said, I'm going to lay off this Hitachi so I can let him reach his full potential. You know, I give him a couple of little things, like what I like. You know what I'm saying? And fellas, if your girl is giving you pointers, it's not saying that you're not great, but women are different, and she might like something that's a little bit different than what the next person likes. So don't take it as, you know what I'm saying, she's not happy with you. Take it as, okay, she's finna make you the best for her. You know what I'm saying? And I said,
I said that before. Wait, hold on. What'd you say? If you don't take offense to what? Say that again.
Don't take offense to her saying, okay, I need you to do it like this. That's just because she's trying to make you the best for her. Remember, I said, I ain't teaching nobody else nothing. And I caught myself giving him, like, 2 pointers on things that I like. Not to say that he wasn't good. I told you, he in my top two best dicks that I've ever had, okay? Like, he's knocking it in the dirt. And it's been a couple years since I've had the other one, right? But, like, this, I mean, like, everything that comes with it, he's awesome. So I was like, okay, well, just do this right here for me. And then
too,
that
though.
Right there,
right.
Like, the shit is superb, okay? So I'm around here, I'm
that
happy, I'm smiling
like
and shit every day. I'm getting my naps in, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting my naps in, I'm getting my full night's rest, you know what I'm saying? I'm falling asleep on his chest. Do you know how long it's been since I've just absolutely just laid on a man's chest and went to fucking sleep? Like, I've laid on somebody and tried to go to sleep, and I couldn't go to sleep, like really, for nothing in the world. Like, it's been a long time. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these things have happened. But I will make you the best. Yeah, I would make you the best for me. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, goddamn, you're defying
chest.
Odds here, buddy.
That's real shit right there. That's some emotion.
Yeah, he's defying odds
so.
Here, okay? I don't know what the fuck I was thinking about. Like, I made him wait for so
that's
long. And he knows that.
Man,
so, you know.
They're like, nah, I can't be snuggling. I got to go.
He has a little arrogance. He has a little arrogance because he know that shit good. You know what I'm saying? He know what he doing. He know the shit good. He got a little arrogance about him, but he's not egotistical about it. You know what I'm saying? He just put a little smile like.
When you know you put in some work, you should be a little arrogant. You should be. As you should.
A little, not a lot. Like some men that got big penises, they just be arrogant because they got big penises. But when you egotistical about it, that's what make the shit bad. It's kind of like, okay, you got a good penis, but do you really know how to like really, really use that motherfucker the right way? You know what I'm saying? And do you like the best thing that could complement a good penis is a good mouth. And most people don't have those combinations. I'm just gonna tell you the truth. Most men don't have the combination of a good penis and a good mouth. So when you find
that's
one, you need to hold on to it, okay?
But that can get you in
trouble. Just hold on. You know, just,
if you can finesse,
right.
you got that game about
just
you.
Just ride the way.
You laying down a pipe, then, you know what I'm saying? That's when the finesse starts.
Yeah, just,
you know, what I'm
you know, just color purple
out,
it. You and I will never part. You are just
hell
fuck
no.
It. Just
this ain't going to color purple on the shit.
The finesse game get crazy.
Okay, I'm talking about just, you know, all of that. You know, when it's just
all I'm saying is just be careful. You know what I'm saying? When dudes are laying pipe the right way, and then they finesse it too, they mouthpiece is good. Just be careful. You know, and it's new. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying, Black.
Why you said be careful? What you mean?
Cause I'm trying to tell you, I know how these guys be. I'm a guy, but I'm just saying I know how, and I got friends.
I'm not gonna bullshit you. As soon as he go to acting all brand new and try to be like I got her, that's when he gonna lose.
Oh, that's when you go. Okay, so
that's when I'm gonna go
keep
left.
This same, as long as he keep that same.
As long
energy,
as he keep the same
thing.
Momentum, not we, you know, like when, as soon as he go to acting like I got her, I'm gonna go left. I'm gonna go rogue. I'm gonna just be like, oh, yep, going on. I'm gonna just back away. Give myself a hot little week. Give my little mind right. Okay, moving forward. Like, I'm just not gonna do it. This is what we're not gonna do. The one thing that you gotta always have is mind control over people. So, you know, whatever. I'm not gonna let you.
Yeah.
No, I can't let it happen.
I got you. I mean, all right. As long as you see what you got your. You got it together with this. And like you said, 2020, and that's what I said at the beginning, too. You know what I'm saying? That newness is was just dope. You know what I'm saying? That newness is like when you catch
he's
that
not new to me.
Good.
Just the sex is new to me.
The sex
and
is new.
And so.
What I'm trying to say that's a whole new dimension.
I've laid in the bed with this man butt naked before, all types of shit. If I would have known this shit was that good, like, I would have been like,
Hold on. I'm just asking.
Because, like, okay, first of all, in order to deal with me, you got to be a certain type of individual. You cannot be pussy hungry. So I'm going to test you in more ways than one when it comes to that. You can try all you want to, but they ain't going to do nothing but turn me off and make me not want to deal with you. I don't deal with pussy hungry men, okay? He already was confident in himself, so he went with the flow. He's like, whatever. All right, I'm going to get you one day. You know what I'm saying? So when I get you, that's just what it is. You know, he continued to be, you know, who he was and, you know, being solid and, you know, he never changed.
Oh,
and eventually he got me. So, you know,
real get too personal, but I'm like, damn, how'd that happen though? He laying up with you?
It did happen. Like, okay, because I was like, before I got my Hitachi, okay, so here's what happened. Before I had got my Hitachi, my whole thing was, if you suck on my nipple, suck on one, rub on the other one, and then I tell myself I can come, right? And that was like my equivalent to getting good head, right? And so I was like, man, I need to come, you know? And he was like, oh, you want me to come? And I was like, no, I don't want no dick, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, huh? And I was like, yeah. He was like, okay, well, I'm coming, I got you. So I think he thought, okay, once I get there, then she gonna change her mind. And he probably thought that, but no, he came and he sucked on my nipples. And I played with myself and made myself calm. And then I went to sleep. And he laid down and went to sleep with me. And he didn't say nothing. Even in his mind, he probably was like, not now. He said, nigga, that was like the first and only time in my life a motherfucker did that shit.
Hell yeah. He was probably like, shit. But I feel you. Like, he was just like, all right, y'all was testing each other. You was just like, all right, like, this is how I feel. But, like, you ain't getting none. And he like, nah, I'm going to get some, but like, let me come over there and see what's up. And then it transpired the way it did. And like I said, he wasn't all thirsty with it. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, he did what he came to do. He probably tried to do something to see how you would react. But once he saw that you really wasn't with it, he was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to just go to sleep. And we're going to live to fight another day. You know what I'm saying? So that's what happened. It seemed like.
Yeah, he ain't tripped. Okay, he ain't go left. He ain't go roll.
Yeah,
he just spazzed out.
That's some bullshit. Yeah, okay. I see that. Okay, so you was telling test on both of y'all. All right. Okay. Yeah,
it was
so,
easy breezy with it. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay. And he was like, okay. And that's just what it was. So, and like, he's super duper cool. So, like, at this point, like, I'm just like, okay, I'm cool, you cool, and then let's just let that be. But I don't want to overdo it, overextend it or nothing. I just want it to be as cool as it is.
Yeah, because right now y'all friends with benefits. There's no ties to nothing. There's no relationship thing. It's friends with benefits. Cool, and you know what I'm saying? We got a little thing, but you know what I'm saying? We friends.
Yeah, I don't have to deal with nobody else right now. I'm just chilling.
That's interesting. Ah, that's dope. That's dope. Okay, I can see that. So friends with benefits, and also too, it's a couple types of friends with benefits. It's the friends with benefits where we both ain't in no relationships. We friends. And we just hang, we hook up. And then it's the friends that might be tied to somebody, and then they just, you know what I'm saying? And they hook up, but they know, we hook up every so often, but you know, I got a situation. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's another type of thing. So yours, if he ain't got nobody, and if you single, then it could probably manifest into something else. But then a lot of times it could be friends with benefits where, like, you know, I got a situation, you know what I'm saying, and it can't go no further than this, so we got to keep it friends, you know what
I'm not gonna get myself in no shit like that with that. I'm not going that far, but for the most part it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's just decent the way that it is. Like, no, I don't want nobody that got all this whole extra shit going on and, you know, X, Y, and Z and, you know. No,
gotcha.
I don't need all that.
Gotcha. I'm just saying, because, I mean, it's friends. That's a friends with benefit situation as well. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It's interesting. All right. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's what I got to say on it. But, you know, like I said, I think friends with benefits can be cool if it's played the right way. Both people understand where each other's coming from. It's a 100 situation on both ends. You know what I'm saying? And you know. And then sometimes, like I said, friends with benefits can blossom into a relationship thing. But that's where you got to be careful, because a lot of times you may have a chemistry because of friends with benefits. But now once you put the title on it and it's a relationship thing, now that shit changed. Like, I'm lucky. I'm going to be honest. I'm lucky with the thing. I mean, of course, I've been with my wife for a long time, but I'm lucky that me and my wife were married, but at the same time, we're friends to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? We at the end of the day, we might talk shit to each other, get into arguments, get into, like, different parts where we just, like, can't stand each other, but at the end of the day, we got each other's back, and we are true friends, too. You know what I'm saying? and we got something that's just deep. You know what I'm saying? So that's, if you can get that, I think that's just dope too, because no matter what bullshit y'all might go through, things happen in relationships and marriages, but when you got, like I said, that solid foundation, y'all know no matter what the fuck y'all go through, y'all can still get back to the essence. A lot of times you might just need to take a date night, whatever, a little vacation. But, you know, if you get that one little thing, things can get back to the real world. And that's kind of, not to sound corny, but that's kind of how I feel about it. Right? You know, my wife probably been beefing a little bit. Not serious, but just beefing, just, like, getting on each other's nerves. And even Valentine's Day for us, it started off, like, shaky. Like I said, we were trying to, like, fucking go to the movies, and shit was all fucking sold out. So we was already getting, like, testing each other. But then at the end of the day, we found a spot, we chilled, and we just got a chance to vibe. I was like, God damn, we kind of like each other. We kind of love each other, I guess. You know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, I think that shit is dope, too. So it goes both ways, man. So shout out
like each other.
Yeah, kind of love each other. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like each other.
You said like.
Look, bro, if marriage, it goes from like to love to hate to I ain't fucking with you, all that shit. This is emotional, man. But
you speaking in my bed. You give me some head. I don't give a fuck. You mad all you want. You still taking this dick.
Yeah. But let me ask you this question, as long as you don't mind. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you got your situations and stuff like that. But were you friends first with any of your baby mothers, and it just kind of progressed into that? Y'all, was y'all just like cool at first, and then it just got into that?
Man, let me see. I got so many of these bitches. The first few, yeah, we was friends. As far as, you know, conversation wise, before we had children, not all my baby moms, you know, some of them came through a fucking orgy or some shit. One of them came from, you know, I came home from college. The bitch said she was going to walk to get some dick. I'm like, all right, okay, cool. She became funny. So, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm cordial to all my baby moms. We can hold a conversation. Well, you know what I'm saying? We can laugh and joke because I don't take them to the seriously. I'm like, are you crazy? Yeah, whatever. But, nah, man, I ain't on no beef left with none of them dogs or whatnot. So we can sit down and laugh and fuck each other. If that's the answer to the question.
No, that's deep. That's real. You know what I'm saying? From your perspective, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I appreciate the honesty. Yeah, man. So,
what's up?
Got a
big ass boot.
What happened?
I'm in Walmart, man.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the conversation with you, and this bitch got a big ass boot in front of me. I said, damn, that bitch got a big ass boot.
I noticed when I got your son there, like Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Let me hit a Walmart. You go to the gas station. You know what I'm saying? To the house, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so that's what's up, though. I mean, so yeah, I definitely thought this was a definite dope topic, Black. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you for that, because friends with benefits is interesting. And then you kind of laid it out there, which was interesting when you were saying cut buddies and then friends with benefits. I thought that was dope, because I thought it was like the same shit for the most part. I mean,
no.
I guess that's my guy. Yeah, I guess that's my guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, cut buddies, friends with benefit, all the same shit. But you laid it from the female's perspective, like, nah, cut buddy is somebody that I might fuck, but we ain't really getting no benefit from each other. So I guess it can be kind of toxic in a way. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess if you're
in a
situation,
I'm a toxic.
Yeah. You said you was toxic, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Anyway,
so. But when you laid it out, Black, like, nah, we going to be. Well, we friends and we fucking, we should still have some benefit to each other. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, it could be the smallest little benefit. It could be like, all right, when I come over, she got a hot meal cooked for me. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, I'm talking about some issues I'm going through in my job, and this person gives me good advice. You know what I'm saying? So, you got to have some, or we talking like, you know, I'm telling them about a money venture I'm going on, and he maybe got a plug or something like that. So I guess it, you know, it should have some type of beneficial thing than just fucking. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where it could get toxic, and maybe if y'all ain't building to something, you know what I'm saying, being friends. So I thought that was an interesting point of view. Yeah, man, so that's that. So I guess, I mean, it's almost 10 o'clock, so, you know, I can get into the world-famous chop-up. So, I mean, it wasn't too much shit to talk about. Yeah, it wasn't too much shit to talk about. So I hope y'all got some stuff that y'all saw, because I don't know if I can hold it down for a half an hour. But let me see. So in my notes, first and foremost, I'm going to say shout-out to All-Star Weekend, NBA All-Star Weekend. All-Star Game is going on right now. And I've been working on the grind, so I haven't really, you know what I'm saying, like I was working up until an hour before the show, so, and I've been kind of working all weekend, so I kind of couldn't get all into the NBA All-Star Weekend. Plus, I'm kind of over it. Like, I'm ready to get into, like, the second half of the NBA season, because now football's over. Who gives a shit about baseball? We got this XFL thing that I'm going to talk about a little bit later, but I ain't really concerned with that just yet. So now, you know, the second half of the season, which is after the All-Star break, this is when the NBA is good. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's trying to get seedings for the playoffs, and you really see, like, it's time to play now. You know what I'm saying? People, the stars come out. But anyway, so I really wasn't focused on the All-Star game because, you know, I'm still, you know, I don't know. I've been kind of disappointed in the last few seasons. So anyway, but it was pretty good. I guess Friday night they had the basically the rookie sophomore, I think that's how they do it, against the world team. So when I say the world, that's like the Euro League and all that other stuff, European players and stuff like that. So, but you got some young talent. It's two young, talented ball players. I'm going to put this out there. I don't know if you all keep up with basketball, but shout out to Zion Williams. He's from New Orleans. He was hurt for most of the season. He just came back maybe like a couple weeks ago. Chubby kid, you know what I'm saying? But he got hot. You know what I'm saying? A little chubby. You know what I'm saying? You can get into a little bit better shape. But I think he's like a kind of like a Dominique Wilkins, you know what I'm saying? But just, you know, a little stout, a little bit more stout. Came from Duke, but he's balling with New Orleans. And then this other kid named Ja Morant. And Ja Morant, he came out of nowhere, too. He's on the Memphis Grizzlies. So anyway, they hooked up, you know what I'm saying? And they was on the rookie sophomore team against the world team or whatever. And that was on Friday night. So they did their thing, man. So that's like two rookie talents that you're going to start hearing more and more about. And that's the one thing that I do like about the All-Star Weekend, because, of course, you got the established stars. Like, everybody knows LeBron James. Everybody knows, like, James Harden and Russell Westbrook and, you know, the established stars. You know what I'm saying? Giannis, he's coming up now. But the All-Star Weekend is cool because, like, when you watch a three-point shootout or a dunk contest, a lot of times it's, like, young talent trying to prove themselves. So, case in point, I was like, you know what, fuck it, man. I'm working. I ain't got time to really watch the fucking Saturday, which was the Skills Challenge. I don't even know who won the Skills Challenge. I don't really focus on that, but that's pretty cool, too, I guess. But then you had the three-point shootout. This dude named Buddy Hield, he won, and he's from the Sacramento Kings. And it's the three-point shootout is always cool because those are the marksmen. Those are the dudes that can shoot three-pointers. You know, Larry Bird made it popular way back in the 80s. And then what's dope about it too, this All-Star Weekend was in Chicago, so everybody, you know, takes it back to 88, and 88 was like one of the best All-Star Weekends, because 88 was when we had the legendary Michael Jordan versus Dominique Wilkins dunk contest, and everybody said Dominique Wilkins should have won, but they gave it to Jordan, but Jordan did the iconic when he kind of basically flew through the, you know, glided from the free throw line and won it, and that was his joy. So, and it was in Chicago, so of course they were going to give it to him, even though Dominique Wilkins came with dope ass dunks. So anyway, fast forward to this year's dunk contest. Sound a little better. Yeah, this year's dunk contest. I really wasn't focused on it because I'm like, all right, you know, let's see what's happening. But you had Dwight Howard who was in it, and you know he tried to do it because Dwight Howard won it maybe like 10 years ago. He did like his Superman kind of dunk, and Dwight Howard has had like a resurgence this year with the Lakers, you know what I'm saying, with LeBron or whatever. But he tried to do the Superman dunk again, and you know, it was all right. I didn't see the whole thing. I'm just telling you the highlights or whatever. But anyway, you had this other kid named Pat Connaughton, and he's with the Milwaukee Bucks. And he did the whole white man can't jump. He's a white dude, so he did the whole white man can't jump dunk. and it was ill. And then you had the finalist, which was I wasn't hip to this new kid. His name is Derrick Jones. Derrick Jones Jr. He actually won a dunk contest. He was with the Miami Heat, and he went up against Aaron Gordon. And them dudes going back and forth, man. They both had just 50 dunks, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, scoring 50, you know, 10, 10, 10, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, going back and forth. And everybody thought Aaron Gordon got robbed because he basically dunked over this dude named dude from Boston, 7'5" dude. His name is Taco something. I wrote it down, but I don't know where my notes is at. But this dude was like 7'5", which is like 3 inches taller than Shaq. You know what I'm saying? So dude was tall as hell, named Taco something from Boston, right? So the dude dunked over him, and he should have won, but he ended up losing to this kid named Derrick Jones Jr. from the Miami Heat. But it was a little bit of controversy because the reason why he lost is because Dwayne Wade gave him like a 9 instead of a 10 or something like that. And that threw him off. And a lot of people are saying, oh, Dwayne Wade just voted for this dude because basically, Dwayne Wade voted for this dude because he was from Miami. Yeah, so the dude that I was talking about, the Aaron Gordon dunked on, was Taco Fall, who was like a 7'5" dude from Africa or whatever, Senegal. But it was crazy. And then, Aaron Gordon, he should have won probably like in 2016, but he lost to this kid named Zach LaVine. And they had like a big time dunk contest back in 2016, and he lost. But you know, anyway, shout out. It was good anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not mad that the Derrick Jones Jr. won. I just thought it could have been like a draw. But you know, they said a winner's got to win. So they only have one winner in that. So shout out to that. I'm sure you'll see the clips. You know, I'm talking about it now. You'll probably see the clips. You know, all this weekend, like sports and stuff like that. But it rejuvenated. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like people missing dunks, and they got to keep trying because that's what turns people off. But, you know, it was good. You saw everybody in the crowd, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was pumped up. So it just got everybody, you know, on point for the All-Star game, which is going on right now as we speak. I don't know who's winning, but maybe I'll talk about that a little bit next week. But so shout out to that. Now, speaking of Dwayne Wade, here's the thing that's been on my mind, on my radar. I just don't get it, man. The more I try not to look at Dwayne Wade differently because I respect him as a ball player, you know what I'm saying? Legendary Miami Heat player, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of respect for him, you know, as a basketball player. But damn,
you respect Wade, somebody as a player, just not as a man.
Yeah. Okay, so Smooth, you feel me? Because I see you kind of go and know where I'm going. Dwayne Wade's son. Who's calling himself a girl, and he's like 12 or 13, and now he's like, they was on like Ellen, and he's talking about how he's like supporting it, and like, he's with this whole transgender stuff. I'm like, God damn, like, ain't even like, and I guess because we're in 2020 now, so it's a whole new world, I guess, so to speak, from, you know, the 80s when I was a kid to the 90s when I was a teenager to the 2000s when I was, you know, coming into my own and to now. So maybe I'm looking at it differently, and maybe I'm kind of like out of date, you know what I'm saying? But fuck, I got some old school mentality to me because it just didn't used to be like that back in the day, and I'm just kind of like, fuck, this shit is just too new school for me. But all right, take Magic Johnson's son. Everybody know Magic Johnson got a gay son, you know what I'm saying? But he's gay, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, he's gay. Like, that's just what the fuck happens. Like, ever since I've been younger, you know, I've been seeing people that was just gay. Like, they just gay. But now, was throwing me up, and I guess it was this whole Caitlyn Jenner fucking Kardashian shit. It's not this whole transgender shit where not only is you gay, you like, nah, I'm a woman. If you were born a boy, you want to grow into a woman, and if you was born a girl, you want to grow into a man. And call me, I'm transgender. Don't even call me what I was. Like, I can just dictate what I want to be. I'm like, what the fuck? Where the fuck are we doing? Like, what the fuck is this? Well, anyway, to each his own. I'm just like, God damn, like, fuck, like, I can't see if I'm a boy, if I had a boy, that's just my son, and I fucking saw him being born as a boy, and I raised him as a boy, and all of a sudden everyone comes to call him a girl. I can't do that, man. If you gay, you gay, but I can't call you a girl. You're not a fucking girl. You're a boy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get it, man. So I don't know. What you think about that, Smooth? Because I heard you talking about it or saying, you know.
Hey, look. Let's get one thing straight. I'm a caller. I'm not a hoe.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want nothing to come back on you. I got you, Smooth. That's why we call you Smooth. There's no government names on here, so
okay.
I know you ain't trying to mess up no business transactions you might have going on. Me, I don't give a fuck, but whatever.
No. Let's get this one thing straight. I am a caller. I'm not a host.
Yeah, you're strictly anonymous, basically. All right, go ahead. We get on that.
These comments and opinions do not reflect.
put the fucking advisory. Okay, I got you. Make sure this holds up in court or whatever. I'm just keeping it 100. Like, fuck it. If somebody want to question me, I'm just gonna tell them exactly how I feel from the heart.
Sometimes
you can change my opinion when we talk, then maybe. But for
you gotta,
now,
you gotta let them
just talking logical. But yeah. All right. So we had all the, you know, saying you gave all the warnings first. So go ahead. So what's your opinion, Carla? What do you think?
I'm just here. I don't host the world famous chop up. That's your thing. So this is
damn,
this is your news.
Fuck, I don't care. I don't care.
I've learned because we're getting bigger and bigger. And okay, so when it comes to me, I'll give an opinion on like me and how I was raised. When it comes to other people, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they want to riot and
true.
Keep bugging.
No
so I don't have no comment towards any of that.
Yeah, like I said, I'm a caller.
Look at me hanging.
Yeah,
that's you. You do the news. That's your thing. That you entitled to your own opinion. So, you know,
Look, I'm not judging Dwayne Wade or nothing like that. I'm just saying, like, yo,
I am.
How the caller is. What a caller said, I'm definitely judging Dwayne Wade. I'm not judging Dwayne Wade. I'm just like, it just seemed a little suspect. I don't know. So, And like I said, I'm just going to see how this plays out. Like, the kid is 12, 13 years old. You know, Dwayne Wade
man,
is a public
look,
figure, so I'm sure
shit.
We're going to see this kid
simple
grow
as that. They're wrong
what's
for
up?
That shit. They talking about putting the boy through the official transitioning period. Nigga.
At 12, 13? What the fuck? You don't even know yet.
I blame both of them. I blame Gabrielle Union and I blame Dwayne Wade. Nigga, I ain't never seen a black female that's going to let that shit ride with her fucking son. I guarantee you, Gabrielle Union would never let her child put on a fucking dress and say her name is Cinderella.
Fuck,
you see what I'm saying?
Man.
So she wrong on that part. And Dwayne Wade, come on, nigga. I mean, sweet baby Jesus.
I'm like, dude, I know you've been out here getting it, but to me, this makes
no,
me look at
shit.
Dwayne.
He ain't getting
no,
shit.
No,
I don't care.
What I'm trying to say.
But cocaine a hell of a drug. I don't know what he's snorting. I don't know what he was on. You see what I'm saying?
But
man, that ain't
but,
black.
But here's the thing I'm going to say. I'm going to say, like, and this is where shit, like, when you grinding and stuff like that, you got to be careful. I mean, like, Dwayne Wade, of course, he was a big-time NBA ball player, you know what I'm saying, and all that, doing his thing. But it seemed like his son needed his, you know, guidance, you know what I'm saying? And because
you're using the word needed like
for
past tense. No, he still needed guidance. Regardless of the fact, you're only 12 years old. You ain't no girl. You was a boy, Damon. So why the fuck are you allowing this dude to be like, oh, man, that's my daughter. No, nigga. No, that's your son.
Yeah.
So you need to sit down with your son and figure out what the hell is wrong. What went wrong?
Yeah.
Hold a conversation with your son, not your daughter, not your niece.
Yeah. And I just want to know what happened. And that's the thing. And that's why, like, you know, right now, and I give it up to y'all because, you know, y'all raising kids in this time. you know, I got my nephew and stuff like that. But I know it's got to be crazy, man. If I did have a son or daughter that was young and impressionable, you know, I would really have to
All kids are impressionable, man.
Yeah, but I'm saying I would really want to monitor what's on TV and, like, you know, what I'm seeing on their phones because, I mean, it's clearly an agenda. I talked about last week how
as a parent, it don't matter what they watch on TV. As a parent, it doesn't matter what they watch on their phone because it's still your job to raise your kid, to parent your children, to bring them, you know what I'm saying, to teach them. So they can watch whatever the hell they want as long as you build that structure, as long as you have
that
foundation,
that
whatever they're watching is entertainment. You see what I'm saying?
I respect that, Smooth. That's how you got to be.
If you don't give your children that foundation to realize that this is just strictly entertainment, then, I mean, that's all on you. Because the kids are impressionable, but you have to teach them. Everybody think like nowadays it's the teacher's job to teach their kids. No, it's the teacher's job to reinforce what's being taught at home. That's it. It's still your job to teach your kids.
Because I'm going to tell you, man, I'm going to tell you, like, we were talking about Watchmen last week, right? And that's Watchmen for the you know, any new caller who didn't know, you know, didn't listen to the show last week. Watchmen is a show that's on HBO. It's got Regina King. Very, very popular. I mean, I think it was a popular show. It was on HBO. It was pretty good. But like I said, it got to a part where this superhero, or not, this vigilante kind of superhero character, all of a sudden you just see him just go gay. And I was just like, yo, what the fuck? And it seemed like they didn't even have to have that in the script.
Justin was gay in the beginning of the first episode. He was gay.
Because me and my wife was watching this. We was like, what was Smooth talking about? We watched the final two episodes.
Remember your boy, the dude they call Mirror Man, right?
Yeah.
Mirror Man was always watching that gay shit, right?
Yeah.
Mirror Man was always watching that gay shit between Hooded Justice and the other dude, right? But like the thing is, right, you see that, huh?
Yeah,
Mirror Man was always watching that gay shit between Hooded Justice, everything else like that. But people automatically assumed Hooded Justice was white, but he's black.
Yeah.
That's the first episode.
I guess. I don't know. I got to check that out again. Maybe that shit went over my head. I remember when Mirror Man was watching that gay shit. But anyway, my point is, fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, yo. This makes me think, like, now, look, I'm just saying, this is real talk. I had this conversation with my wife right after that scene happened. I, like, turned it off. I mean, I was watching the rest of it, but I was so turned off. I had to turn this shit off. But check it.
You turn the shit off.
Check it. I had to turn this shit off. I ain't gonna lie. My wife would tell you. So then I was like, yo, that shit got me thinking, like, if I got a son or a daughter, and back in the day, you would have a sleepover, you know, kids would have sleepovers and shit, you wouldn't care. And, you know, of course, it was never no, you know, because they're kids, so it was never no like, boy-girl sleepover. It was always, all right, if she got a homegirl or whatever, or, you know, your son got a homeboy or whatever, you know what I'm saying, they're young, they can have a sleepover. But now,
you can't have it. A dude I know, his son raped his son.
That's what I'm trying to fucking say. Yo, shit is crazy. Like, before you would never even think about that. Because, you know why? Because old type dude. But when we was young, we was watching G.I. Joe. We was watching He-Man. We was watching Transformers. We was watching just fucking Thundercats. You know what I'm saying? That shit was all fucking guy shit. You know? And then the females had their little cartoons. My Little Pony and motherfucking whatever the fuck else they were watching. You know what I'm saying? So, now it's all fucking blurred. So, anyway, long story short, I'm going to keep it moving. But that's that. Second thing I want to get into, shout out to Erykah Badu, man. Erykah Badu. I'm a big fan of Erykah Badu. But she's got a new fragrance coming out, and I can't wait to smell
it. Everybody's going to smell my pussy.
Exactly. Damn, I want to see what that shit smells like. Rolling with me, like, I know that shit that was crazy. So she, I don't know how she did it, but supposedly Erykah Badu was putting her vagina and the fragrance. You know what I'm saying? Her mist and the fragrance. And I can't wait to go to the fucking store and smell the shit. You know what I'm saying? If it smells good, I'm going to probably just buy it. Just cuz.
No, as a happily married man, I don't think you're supposed to be buying nobody else's pussy first.
I might have to just buy it as a I don't even think my wife would trip. She probably want to smell it too.
She will trip. Because, like, what you trying to say? Her pussy smell better than mine?
That shit is a collector's item, man. Erica Badu. Yeah. She might be on the show.
So I'm telling you, I don't let people sleep on my couch, so you better think hard about that one.
It's Erica Badu. So I don't think she's commercialized really what he was trying to make a gimmick out of it. I think it's some real, she really put some thought into this. So I'm eager to see how that is, man. So shout out to Erica Badu with her vagina fragrance. Should be in the store soon.
I would just like to speak on behalf of Mo Benz. Miss Mo Benz, he ain't serious. He's praying right now. No time when he buying somebody else's pussy and sprinkle it on you.
This sounds interesting, man. I ain't even gonna lie though, man. God damn, I want to see what Erica Badu always had a problem.
Take
with,
lifetime,
man.
All right, motherfucker.
Shit, man. Yeah. Badu, man. So shout out to Huff with that. Second thing that kind of hurt me, and this is getting back to, I think Black, she used to call the segment before we changed it to the world famous Chop Up. When she used to say Black, I think she said, you know, what I was tripping on or trippy news or some shit. So,
right.
This is some trippy news. Yeah, so this is some trippy news. So I was on Twitter and I'm like, fuck. And all of a sudden it just came up and it just showed like the new face tattoos. It just happened in the last week. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, fuck. What's on this? Yo, so there's three people I got to shout out with some crazy ass face tattoos. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So first up, Chris Brown. And we talking about Erica Badu. You know, I'm going to say, like, my wife, I think she had a little crush on Chris Brown for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I don't know now because it seemed like he was 7:30 now. You know what I'm saying? But she had a little crush on him for a minute. So the first dude with the what the fuck face tattoo is Chris Brown. This dude got a Jordan on his face now. You know what I'm saying? Like, next to his ear or some shit. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why the fuck? Like, what cocaine is you sniffing? I'm like, once again, no judgment, but still, I got to...
No, that's judgment. Let's be honest. That's judgment. Let's be honest. Okay? All right,
but what
cocaine is a hell of a drug. Okay?
What coke? Because Chris Brown, he got that coke vibe to me. Like, now...
Man, when the dude came out with the perm, when he came out with the Prince perm, you knew something was up.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
Right.
He's definitely doing cocaine. Like, I'm sorry. Like, he ain't doing weed no more. He's
what you
calling
that?
I'm saying. I'm just, cause I don't know. I'm just trying to keep it PG, but I gotta call it how it is. I don't like her. Yeah. So, what made him get this like baby Jordan on his face? That's the first one. So yeah, Chris Brown. I don't know, man. Make it make sense. I don't know if he's gonna come out with a new album and maybe we'll forget about it. Because Gucci Man, in all fairness, Gucci Man, everybody thought Gucci Man was crazy too when he had the fucking, what was
the ice cream?
The ice cream.
He was
but now.
Oh, yeah, lost his mind for a worked. Moment now. he lost his mind for a moment. He helped now. But, you know, he was fucked up at first.
But now, because Gucci Man is so dark, that shit blended in. So. Nah, you can't even tell that he got the shit on his face. He's just kind of like
y'all
done
forgot.
Tattoo. Yeah, you done kind of forgot. He done got chiseled up, so people don't even like. But you know, people's looking at him crazy. So I'm just saying, maybe 4 years from now, it all makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like so
no.
He said, nah.
Chris Brown light skin.
You gonna always see this goddamn sneaker on his face. Yeah. So that's number one. And then my wife is actually kind of co-hosting this with me, man. She's like right here with me, so she just pointed out. I'm telling her, no, that's third. So I'm gonna get to that. I'm saving that for last. So secondly, Game.
Yeah.
All right, so I got the game from LA from you know Compton. Shout out to the Game. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Game fan. You know I'm watching Game. You know what I'm saying? When I'm on my West Coast shit. But Game, and look, we all love Kobe, you know what I'm saying? Like, Kobe, Bryant, you know what I'm saying? Now he got elevated to almost Michael Jordan status, man. Like, Kobe Bryant, the respect amongst his peers is is never going to get any higher. It'll probably just keep growing. You know what I'm saying? When people just used to look at him as like, oh, Kobe's trying to be like Michael Jordan. So Game took the number 8 tattoo and tattooed, I think, over his left eye, the number 8. And I'm just like, Game, like, goddamn, like, we love Kobe, but goddamn, you had to put the shit on your face over your eye. So, you know, and Game's always been suspect with his face tattoos. Huh? What's up?
I'm not impressed. The number 8, why not 24?
Right, not 24, right? So Game gets the number 8. And, you know, Game always been suspect because he with face tattoos. I think he had a teardrop, but then when his album dropped and it did good, he turned into a butterfly. And then people were like, yo, why the fuck you got a butterfly on your face? And then he put the L.A. over it. So Game, you know what I'm saying? Like, he seemed like he always been a little, I don't know, you know, any dude is going to get a butterfly on his face. You never know what to expect. So now he got another 8 tattoo over his, you know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn, I mean, like, dude, I mean.
You got to be careful talking about the Game, though.
I'm just
fuck
saying,
everybody, bitch.
I'm just saying, dude, man, I got to call it. So that's the Game. Shout out to that.
His revenge,
you know,
is different.
Kobe, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, and then just a quick moment of silence, too. You know what I'm saying? Like a quick 5-second moment of silence for Kobe and his daughter.
What? No, like 2 weeks ago.
I just wanted to give a quick moment of silence because, you know, Kobe and his daughter was laid to rest like last Friday, I believe. So, you know, finally. I know he got his team coming up at Staples Center, but I guess that's a tribute. But he was actually laid to rest last Friday. So that's that. And then lastly, Amber Rose. Yo, Amber Rose. I always thought Amber Rose, you know, she had a little vibe to her, but she just took it to another level. I don't know if you saw this one.
Once Amber Rose fucked around and had her son dressing up in dresses and playing in pink ass playhouse.
Oh, she did
bitch
that
on the
too.
Same page as fucking Dwayne Wade.
She did that too. Damn, I didn't even hear about
fuck
all that.
Fuck that white bitch.
Fuck.
No.
God damn. She's one white
fuck
chick that
the demasculation of any fucking black male.
Yeah, I don't like
and
that.
The perpetrator.
Anyway. And
fuck that hoe and fuck him too.
Well, Wiz need to say something because that's his.
No,
because
Wiz cool with this shit. Wiz got the fucking playpen in his house too.
Playpen, yeah, but not no female shit, right? The playpen is
no, you know what I'm saying. Wiz got the little pink ass fantasy house up in the boardroom too.
Wow, yeah, see that's crazy. Well, anyway, I mean, so what you saying that? I don't know if you saw her face tattoo, but that shit is on her forehead. And it says...
No, I ain't seen that shit.
I think it's... Yeah, that's crazy. It says... I thought it said the face. What does it say?
Oh.
She got some shit to say. Anyway, like, well, I think it says the face. You know what I'm saying? On her tattoo.
On her forehead?
Bad slash. On her forehead. Oh, bad slash. On her forehead. It's like a damn... All right. Yeah. Yeah, so it's on her forehead, so it's like a mark, like, yo, when she comes through, and you know she keep a low haircut too, so it's like, goddamn, like you just see that shit like on her forehead, like she got branded, like yo, I'm like yo, she got the most bugged out. I mean, I know I mentioned Chris Brown with the what you call it, with the Jordan sneaker on his face, then I know, freaking, you know, I said the Game with number 8, but then she got the one that says /. I don't know what it was inspired by. I don't know. Yeah, but that was just crazy. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something you can't really see back on your forehead. So that's that. So, yeah, those are the, I guess, that was like, you know, what I was kind of tripping on. Like, God damn, like, shit. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's some tribal shit, though. At the end of the day, I mean, black folks, and I know not all of them black, they was all kind of mixed with black or black influence. I mean, let's be honest. I guess black, we get off this shit every so often. Because, you know, that one tribe in Africa, too, with the fucking big-ass fucking, what was this, the shit, the fucking, they put the plate in the lip, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
that's fashion, trust.
So, I don't know, man. I guess it's some tribal shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you really get into your blackness, maybe, you know what I'm saying? And just some shit there, you know what I'm saying? Who knows, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is, man. It's 2020, and, you know, people get more confident, more into their cells and, like, you know, putting them all the way on themselves, and it is how it is, man. So I guess it's being more normalized, because the face tattoo 10 years ago was like, what the fuck? Now I'm like, okay, you got a face tattoo, and it's not serious. So, you know, so I guess that's
what it depends on your ethnicity. You see what I'm saying?
Like,
we
said,
fucking around,
said,
we following the white boys with that shit. White boys been doing that fuckery.
Yeah. You right.
Now we doing
right,
that shit.
Right.
Like, man, let that shit go.
You're right. Yeah, the white people, we was doing that shit. Yeah, they was doing that shit kind of first with the face tattoos. And then once black people we get to it, then it just really, they go to a whole other level. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to get the whole vibe and style. So we got 6 minutes left. So I guess let's chop up and last longer than what I thought. Then lastly, being that I'm in New York, you know what I'm saying? Another just thing that happened in New York that I'm hoping is going to – I hope it can turn around, man, because when this team is good, and it ain't been good since the first year I moved to New York, New York is just livelier, and that's the Knicks. So fuck James Dolan, who's the owner. I have no respect for him, you know what I'm saying, because to me he's been just taking the fucking whole shit to the ground. But – I did make a move that could turn it around slightly, but we'll see. But shout out to Steve Stout, you know, big time businessman in New York. You know what I'm saying? Black guy. You know, probably came to fame most notably for Nas. He was like Nas' manager and part of his management team for a while. When Nas was like first on the scene, you know, really starting to bubble. When Nas really took it to another level, he became like a kind of like a household name as far as rappers. Steve Stout had a lot to do with it. So anyway, he's in charge of rebranding the New York Knicks. So I just hope it can happen, man, because, you know, when the Knicks is – the Yankees get a lot of hype, and then the Giants, they don't win a couple Super Bowls. They beat the Patriots like they a couple times. But New York is a basketball type of city, you know what I'm saying? And when the New York is good, it's just like it just goes with the flow. It's like when rap music, New York rap music is bubbling. You know what I'm saying? The same thing goes to hoops. So the Knicks have been bad for so long, and I think they really need to do something now, because now the Brooklyn Nets is starting to bubble up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Now that they got, you know, Kevin Durant and you know, Kyrie, even though, you know, Kevin Durant is hurt this year, and Kyrie's kind of been in and out of the lineup. I'm really going to make some noise next year. And like I said, that's right up to the next stadium. So we'll see what Steve Stout can do. You know what I'm saying?
Get all
so,
that money for injured product.
So I just hope they can turn around. Because the Knicks and the Nets seem to be like the way the Clippers and the Lakers, I should always say the Lakers first, the Lakers and the Clippers is in L.A., you know what I'm saying? Because but the Knicks, they make so much money that now it's just like, you know what I'm saying, even if they're not putting a winning product, because they own freaking Madison Square Garden, and they get so much just money on money on money that they, you know what I'm saying, that they ain't really even caring about the product, man, which is fucked up. Because now people in Manhattan has got money. They go to the game to just see the other, you know, when LeBron is in town or where James Harden comes to town or when Giannis comes to town. But when the Knicks can actually just, you know, be relevant, you know, then it's a vibe. But first off, the Knicks got to get right with my man Charles Oakley. And I want to say shout out to Charles Oakley. That's an East Cleveland representative, you know what I'm saying? So he's from my down the way neighborhood in Cleveland, so he's a real thorough type dude, because I know how the East Cleveland dudes get down. And I just don't like the way he was disrespected when he got kicked out of Madison Square Garden by the owner, James Dolan. And Charles Oakley was like, yeah, basically like, yeah, enforcer for the Knicks, you know what I'm saying? He was basically freaking Patrick Ewing's bodyguard, you know, when the Knicks used to play the Bulls back in the 90s. So I just hope they can get they got to get that together, and then hopefully they can turn it around. But I think Steve Stout, because Steve Stout is an ill New Yorker. And it's like, if anybody can rebrand the Knicks and make it young and make it a free agent destination, I think he could be the man for the job. So that's kind of got me thinking, like, all right, maybe they can turn it around. So I talk my shit for enough for this episode. So this is the World Famous Chop Up. Definitely check me out. Check out the show, Real Adult Talk, TAWK, our Twitter page.
check out my personal Twitter page, Mobins, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. Once again, if you want to put the voice with a picture, check me out on IG, M-O-B-I-N-N-S.
60 seconds. Follow me on IG, the new Miss Lovely Black.
Yeah, man. This is how we do, man. Every Sunday night, real conversations, real talk. Shout out to Smooth for the check-in. And, yeah, we'll be
remember,
back the same
I'm
time next week.
Not a host.
Smooth.
See y'all next
Yo.
Week, same time, same place, baby.
Everybody be safe, all right?
Y'all know where to find me at.
Peace, peace, peace. Friends with benefits in 2020.
She's smiling,
shout
y'all.
Out.
She's smiling.
All right, y'all. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.